Police believe a man reported missing from the Gold Coast in February may have travelled to the Sunshine Coast. The 58-year-old went missing on Wednesday, February 22, and has not been heard from since. It's understood he travelled in a car to the northern end of the Sunshine Coast. The vehicle, a blue 2010 Hyundai i30 with Queensland registration plates 434RDE. The missing man has a snake tattoo above his right ankle and is about 160 centimetres tall with short brown hair. Residents in Noosaville and surrounding areas are being urged to review their CCTV or dashcam footage between February 22nd and the 27th and report any sightings to police. First Nations artist Jandamara Kad has unveiled his vibrant artwork called United Journey for the new Maroochydore CBD. The three-panelled mural-style artwork took 3 months to complete and was supported thanks to a $10,000 place activation grant thanks to Council, Walker Corporation and Sun Central Maroochydore.
I feel honoured to be able to share such stories. And I say stories because it's a story within a painting. And this story is about connection. It's about connection to place, connection to community, connection to something greater than what's here right now, what has been here for thousands of generations, and understanding all of our identity.
You can view the artwork in the cafe courtyard of the Met until June 30. The Karora Trail has officially been reopened after undergoing an extensive upgrade. The 10-kilometre track, formerly known as Trail 5, links Pomona to Karan. The recent upgrade works included trail realignments, resurfacing, drainage and new interpretive signage. Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart says the upgrade is the first project to come out of the Noosa Trails master plan and is designed to increase their use for education and recreation and to enhance fire breaks throughout the bushland. And the Margaret River Pro is set to get underway in WA today. Sunshine Coast products Sophie McCulloch and Isabella Nichols are against each other in the first heat. McCulloch admits there is more pressure this time around as she faces possible elimination from the tour after a slow start to the season with an ankle injury.
I think I need a finals finish, if not a win. Yeah, I've definitely got my work cut out for me, but I needed that at Haleiwa too and I did it, so I have no doubt that I can do everything I can to make that happen, but at the end of the day, we're over in WA and we're surfing amazing waves, so I'm happy regardless.